Hello again, and from me, Ian Cottier, a very warm welcome, as always, to Time for Brass. Today has been a public holiday here in the island, where we have been celebrating the annual open-air sitting of Tynwald, the Isle of Man's Parliament. And so I thought, for the benefit of listeners outside of the island, and indeed worldwide, that I could tell you a little bit about the traditions of Tynwald, although I suppose many of those off-island listeners will have long connections with the Isle of Man. But first, some music. And for tonight's first offering, we go down north, as we say, for the Ramsey Band, who get us underway in sprightly fashion with Impetus. The Ramsey Band. Now, the traditions of Tynwald go back over 1,000 years, a period where the island was part of the Norse Kingdom of Man and the Isles, owing allegiance to the King of Norway. To avoid any chance of a lawbreaker saying, I'm sorry I didn't know, well, every year on Old Midsummer's Day, the laws of the island were stated publicly by the law speaker to the assembled free men of Man. This served a double or even multiple purpose: to make known the laws, to bring the people together in the ruler's presence, to transact business, to forge relationships, to settle disputes. Now, our next musical waypoint, provided by Castledown Band, offers us the Grand March from Verdi's Aida. The ceremonial aspects of Tynwald are not unique to the Isle of Man. Other Norse settlements have similar traditions, particularly Iceland, where the Thing, that's the Icelandic equivalent of Tynwald, was also celebrated at Þingvellir, or Parliament Field. Time for tonight's first solo now, where Martin Norbury, Russian Silver's euphonium soloist, plays Ray Woodfield's Varied Mood. Thank you. Martin Norbury. The Norse connection is not the only traditional aspect of the Tidmall gathering that we experience today. After the church service at Ballycailion, St John's, those who assemble on or around the hill, an artificial mound set on four levels, will have processed along a path strewn with rushes. The legendary rent that was due to the Manx god of the sea, Mananan. Mananan Macalea. And many families, my own among them, collect the rushes when the ceremony is over and plait them into bands to bring good fortune in the coming year. Here now is the only Manx band to achieve championship section status to play that wonderful work by Edward Gregson, Variations on Laudate Dominum.
Thank you. Thank you.
Manx Concert Brass and Edward Gregson's Variations on Laudate Dominum. Another march now, and this introduces Douglas Town Band. Douglas, as local listeners will know very well, have their bandroom in a part of the city of Douglas just on its outskirts called Pulrose. And that's the name of the march that represents the band in tonight's programme. And following that, another solo, this time from Manx Concert Brass's principal trombone, Philip Shimon. Very appropriate for this part of the Manx time for brass. It's one of the loveliest of Manx traditional songs, as arranged by Gough Richards, Little Red Bird. Philip Shimmin of Max Concert Brass playing Little Red Bird. The Tyndall Day celebration is not all about politics and lawmaking. It's a huge social occasion when folk from all over the island meet friends and acquaintances that perhaps they haven't seen since last year's event. That was certainly the case with our family, as my father's brothers and sisters, along with my cousins, of course, were dispersed here, there and everywhere. And we used to get together on Tyndall Day. Here now is something a bit special. All the bands of the island in one go, recorded in May 2000 for the BBC series Music Live. Enter James Bond.
Thank you.
the mass bands of the Isle of Man, playing Darrell Barry's The Best of Bond. We'll return to those mass bands shortly, but first another solo. It's Russian Silver and their principal E-flat bass Thomas Sinden, who takes on the identity of Jungle Book's Baloo the Bear to explain how the jungle supplies him with the bear necessities.
Thank you.
Thomas Sinden and Russian Silver Band. Going back now to the theme of the whole island flocking to Tynwald, some of my earliest memories are of taking the early train from Port St Mary, changing trains at Douglas, and so on to St John's. Half an hour by car these days. But enough of these reminiscences. Here are the Mass Bands again, with a lovely short work by Bach called Arioso. The Mass Bands of the Isle of Man. Yes, the whole island flocks, still does, to St John's, for Tynwald. And more than once, we walked home to Port St Mary, by way of Foxhall and Colby. We slept well after our day out, young as we were. A couple more tracks now to finish from opposite ends of the island. Russian Silver with Lennon and McCartney's When I'm 64, and then Ramsey Town Band draw this Tynwald reminiscence to a close with Crimond. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.